It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Happy to be joined by a best-selling author of many books. His new one is called Why We Love Football, A History in 100 Moments. Tomorrow he'll be here in Wichita at Watermark Books at 6 o'clock. It's Joe Posnanski. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. So you had the book Why We Love Baseball, which was fantastic. In that book, you talked about how when you ask people that question, there's a lot of answers. They're long answers. When you ask people why we love football, is that an easier question to answer for people, do you think?
Yes, it is. I think probably an easier answer because I think it's much more from the gut, you know, much more emotional when you ask people that. But I also think the answers are all over the place. I mean, they're just, you know, in baseball, almost always the answer seems to be some kind of, you know, going back to their childhood, some connection to family, some connection to, you know, something that they thought about, you know, baseball cards or something when they were 10. And you ask people that question about football, and it might be because they love their fantasy team, it might be because they love the Chiefs, it might be because, you know, they've got money on the game, it might be because, you know, they went to Alabama. I mean, it could be like 5 million different things. So that definitely made the book a little bit different, or actually a lot different to write.
Well, and it's funny you brought that up because obviously with football, and you mentioned fantasy football, it's kind of taken over the NFL when you really think about it, and it's probably why it's grown to be what it is. Do you have anything in the book about fantasy football? Is there a chapter in there? And also, what exactly did you find out about it that might be interesting for us?
Well, I touch on it several times in the book. I don't have a very specific chapter about it because I think everybody has different feelings about, you know, fantasy football and their teams. And I mean, it's a very personal thing. I think that what's interesting about it is, I mean, a lot of things, but obviously where football's base is, I mean, you know, I'm in Kansas City, as you mentioned, I'll be in Wichita tomorrow, excited to come. But you're here, you're in Green Bay, you're in Buffalo, you're in Cleveland, you're in Detroit, so many other, you know, 32 other places or whatever. It's all surrounding that one team. And yet when it comes to fantasy football, it's all surrounding very, very individual teams. And so you've got people in Wisconsin watching the Dolphins game because they've got Tua as their quarterback, or, you know, you've got somebody in Salina, you know, watching the Browns because you've got the Browns defense or whatever, which, by the way, don't do that if you're in Salina. But you know, the point is that it's very personal, and football has gotten into people's lives in ways that nothing else in America has. I mean, not just sports. I mean, football is by far the biggest thing in America right now, and you know, that's, I think, because of the so many different ways that you can enjoy it.
Talking with author Joe Posnanski, whose new book is called Why We Love Football. One of the reasons why we here in Wichita love football, at least before the Chiefs became dynastic, was, of course, Barry Sanders, yeah, who's from Wichita. I know you have a chapter about him, I think, in your book. I started reading it. But you did not rate him among the 10 best players in the history of the NFL. And we don't look kindly upon stuff like that here in Wichita. So explain yourself, Joe.
Well, yeah, I was going to say the good news is that I'm already used to this with the Baseball 100. There's never a place I go where people aren't mad at me for something that I've done. Look, I only rank the 10 greatest, and there are already two running backs in there, but I've said this, I say this in the book. Barry Sanders is the single most exciting player to ever play professional football or college football for that matter. I don't think there's ever been a player who could make your jaw drop the way that Barry Sanders could. He was absolutely breathtaking and brilliant in so many ways. And of course, and he retired young, you know, he retired in his prime, and a lot like Jim Brown in that way, and kind of disappeared. Right. And now he's, you know, the movie just came out about him, the 30 for 30. And, you know, you'll see him on a couple of commercials now and again. But he's just an extraordinary figure, and it was so much fun to write about him, and he absolutely could have been in the top 10, but he wasn't. You know, that's just sort of that's the problem with only doing 10 in a top 10.
True.
How long does it take you to write a book like this? Like, for me, just to sit and think about how much you have to do and how much you have to write, just to give us a little rundown on what you, how you decided to get to it, and then where did you go to get all the information? How many people did you talk to? Just to give us a bit of a rundown, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, not at all. For me, it's very interesting because the actual writing of the book and even the research, which I do at the same time, that doesn't take very long. It really doesn't. I work very, very quickly. So I'll write, you know, for a book like this, there are days that I've wrote multiple chapters on the same day. So, I mean, I do write very quickly. For me, it's designing the book in my mind, coming up exactly with what the book is, exactly what these moments are, exactly where these moments are going to go. That takes a long time. So that was months and months of just prep work and thinking about it. And this book was, it had a lot of different shapes and a lot of different sizes. I as far as the research goes, I've talked to a bunch of people. I couldn't give you a number necessarily, but a whole bunch of people. And of course, in a lot of ways, this book, like the baseball book, is a lifetime of work. I mean, I've obviously been writing about football for 35 years. So I've talked to countless people during that time that play a role in this book. There's a Priest Holmes chapter as an example, and as a guy that I covered at length when he was with the Chiefs back in the early 2000s. But a lot of the research I do is very much going back to the archives, going to the newspapers. I spent a week at NFL Films watching the old videos of these plays and really diving into the research that they have, which is incredible, the research they have over at NFL Films in New Jersey there. So for me, it's a lot like that. It's I want to be able to feel every moment like it was new, like it just happened. And you know, the best way to do that is to go back and read the old newspaper clippings, to read the old Sports Illustrated pieces, to watch the old videos and you know, really live those moments as best I can.
Talking with Joe Posnanski, his new book is called Why We Love Football. It is out now. So you were a big Cleveland Browns fan. I'm a huge Cleveland Guardians fan. So, you know, a few years ago, I decided, okay, I'll kind of enjoy the Browns in passing. And once they signed Deshaun Watson, that was it. I don't care about the Browns anymore. You jumped off for a minute. You're sort of back on now. I read your Browns diary every Monday. Obviously, it's a much more cynical view of the Browns than it was 3 or 4 years ago. But sure. What is your experience now watching the Cleveland Browns?
Well, it's definitely not the same experience as it was. You know, and it's funny because the Browns, I mean, there are many chapters to being a Browns fan, none of them with a good ending, but many chapters anyway. For years, when I first started doing this diary that I do for my newsletter that you mentioned, they were terrible. I mean, they were literally went winless, you know, in 18, I guess, and were 1-15 the year before, and they kept their coach through both of those seasons. I mean, it was just hopeless. And so it felt funny to me. I mean, it was obviously rough as a fan, but at some point it becomes so bad that you just kind of like, every week it was a joy to just kind of recap the madness, you know. And then they got decent, you know, they went to the playoffs, they got Baker Mayfield and that was fun, and then, you know, they kind of started falling off, and then the Deshaun Watson thing happened, and I felt like you. I was like, well, that's it, I'm done with them. But, you know, when you're a fan for 50 years of a team, it's hard to be done with them. And I didn't want them to win necessarily, but I found that I couldn't care about anybody else the way I cared about the Browns. And now, you know, writing about them, of course, Watson is hurt. It feels like there's a possibility that he's just done with the Browns. I mean, certainly hope so. And so I'm watching them, and I'm, you know, kind of getting a little bit back into it, kind of rooting for them. But I mean, it's definitely different, but I think everybody goes through those different phases. I mean, obviously the team I've been closest to for the last 20 plus years are the Chiefs, and you know, that's a team that's obviously had the same, you know, there were very difficult periods of time for rooting for that team. There was that whole stretch of time where they were good but not good enough, and that was really frustrating. And now, of course, they're the, you know, the toast of the NFL. So I think that's how it feels to be a fan, is you just kind of go up and down with what your team is doing at the moment.
No question. So tell us about tomorrow night's event here at Watermark Books. 6:00 it starts. What should we expect? Because I do have tickets for that, Joe.
Yeah, I think that's great. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we'll talk some of the book, but we're really going to talk about everything. I mean, you know, it's obviously every one of these events, and they've been so fun. I've been doing them all over the country, and you know, it's. I'll talk a little bit. I'll tell a few stories, but then it's open up to questions and talk about anything. Talk about baseball. Talk about football. Talk about college football. Talk about anything anybody wants to talk about. And we go into some pretty fun places. And you know, a whole bunch of family members are going to be there, so it's gonna have a good family feel there in Wichita. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm curious on, you know, for a guy that's really doesn't read a lot, you know, you talk and you hear about people that they get a book and they're going on a book tour and they're going to sign. How long does this take? How long do you do it for? And where do you go? Like, it's got to take up a ton of time, but it's something you have to do, correct?
It is. I mean, honestly, I mean, I'll be brutally honest about the book business. There aren't many people who get to go on book tours like this anymore. I mean, it is brutally, brutally hard these days in the publishing business, just because, you know, their bookstores are, you know, they're coming back a little bit, but I mean, obviously there are fewer bookstores, certainly fewer national book chains. There's really only the one. I mean, there's Books a Million as well, but they're mostly Barnes & Noble. Most books get sold on Amazon. It's just a different business. So the opportunity to do this, and for me, I think Wichita is going to be my 20th or 26th city on this tour.
Wow.
Which is amazing and exhausting and all of those things that you think it would be. But it's incredible that, like, that doesn't happen. It really doesn't happen anymore for very many people. And so I feel incredibly lucky and, you know, coming out, you know, people who come out to these events, I want them to have a good time, because I mean, it's very much a real gift to be able to travel around the country and talk about your book. I mean, that's what it's all about, is getting people to, you know, engaged and hopefully, you know, you and I've gotten to meet so many incredible people, and they've told me incredible stories that are going to lead up to other stories, and so it's really a blast. And again, I mean, for me, this is coming home, right? So I'm coming to Kansas City tonight. There's an event at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum here in Kansas City that I'm going to be at, which will be great fun. And then hop in the car with my wife, head back to Wichita for her. It's homecoming, and it's going to be a blast.
So are you doing these like every 2 days, every day? Cause this is crazy. This is 26. Have you been just on the road for the last 2.5 months?
I've been on the road more or less for the last 2.5 months. I've had a week or two in there that were not too bad. But at the beginning, like the first 3 weeks, I think I hit like 15 cities in the first 3 weeks. So, I mean, literally that was every single day. It was just, I was going from, I can tell you the very first part of it was I started in New York, and then I was in Washington, Nashville, Kansas City, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Winston-Salem. I mean, it was like every day I was going to a new place. So that's intense and a lot. But again, you know, all you can do is be thankful, because I mean, like I said, very, very few people get that kind of tour anymore.
I promise we're going to let you go. You've been extremely gracious with your time, but since you'll only get this question about 6,000 other times, I will ask you, when do we get Why We Love Basketball?
That That is a question that I do get a lot. I can tell you I'm working on my next book. I can't really talk about my next book yet because we're hoping to have a big reveal. I can tell you I'm writing it with somebody else, and not a celebrity. I mean, well, he's sort of a celebrity, but we're co-writing a book together, and it's going to be. We're in the middle of it right now, and it's going to be so much fun, and there's going to be basketball in it. There's going to be lots and lots of different kinds of sports in it, and it's going to be – it's completely different. It's completely different from the Why We Love series, but it's I think it's going to be really, really great fun for people.
Joe, thanks. I won't tell Mike Scherer you called him not a celebrity.
But actually, you know what? Tell him. He's not a celebrity. I don't care what he says. He can tell me he's a celebrity as many times as he wants. I'm not buying it.
Fair enough. We appreciate it, Joe. Thanks so much. Good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. See you.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to HomeServe.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's HomeServe.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.